Thank you. I want to sing up. Gabrielle. I want to lift up that wonderful name. I want to lift up the name of Jesus. I want to sing of my joy since he came. I want to tell of his power. I want you. God is greater than all. God is greater than all. He's stronger, he's greater, he's the ruler, he's the maker. Yes, God is greater than all. Oh, God is greater than all.
God is greater than all, isn't it? You know, I wasn't feeling too spiffy while ago. I wasn't the best duck in the pond, I guess you might say. But I moved out. I got a feeling, you know, God seemed like he kind of touched me. He lifted my spirits. I know that, you know. I was thinking there. I was sitting there. Thank God for Sister Thompson. She always moves out. Well, if she's going to move out, I think I will. I think I'll do that. And God is really, God will touch it. You know, you think, I was sitting there wondering, thinking about it. I thought, you know, do you move out when God is letting you feel His Spirit, or do you move out when you're drier and shucks? Which one do you do? You know, both. So that means you move out anytime. You know. Now, which one really works on your spirit is when God is letting you feel His Spirit and you move out, or does He work on your spirit when you move out and it's drier and shucks? Both. Well, I'll be. You know, so I need that. I need all of it. I need all of it. And you know, and I was thinking about dancing. You know, I was thinking, you know, how do you dance? And, you know, I thought, well, you know, you do this right here, like this. Now here's what you do. That's a start. That's a start. See, you know what that does? And nobody can see you either. That works on your spirit. You dryer and shucks, and you're out here in the middle of the floor, and there's perfectly good spiritual music going on. Well, get your little legs a moving. You know, try that. See what happens. See what happens. Then if it works on your spirit, say, God, you're working on me. You're working on me. You know, I'm talking to me. That's what I'm talking is to me. I need that working on me and in my life. And you know, I found the secret though. I did find this. Seemed like the best time for me to get up and talk is right after God has really moved, because that way you really feel the Spirit of God, you know. Because, you know, have you ever stood up and it's just as dry as shucks and you try to testify? You know, you've got three testimonies. You've got the one you sit there and you think about what you're going to say, and the one you stand up and talk about, and then the one you sit down and you think, I should have said this. Why did I say that? You know, so there's you said three testimonies all in one way. And so, but it's all in yielding to God's Spirit. And help me, Lord. Help me to yield to that Spirit, because I need it. I need that working on me. That song, He's Still Working on Me. That starts out when you're a little child all the way up. You know, He's still working on me. You know, do you sing these songs when you're driving down the highway? He's still working on me. Come on, help me out. Me what I ought to be. Yeah, all of that. You know, these songs are they're to help us. They're to help us. So I appreciate being here today. Don't you? I'm glad I'm in church. Of any place I'd rather be right here. You know, I could be on the bank somewhere fishing. I could be out gallivanting around. I could have my nose in anybody's business. But I'd rather be right here. I really had. I'd rather be right here. And so, God, Just work on me today and help me. Let me feel that touch of God that I need and get it pricked down in my soul. Maybe something will light up in my, you know, and maybe He'll light up something for me today. I believe God has something for all of us that are here today. God will light up your life. He will. So I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad I'm here.
glad I'm here today, too. I mean, it just lifted me up. It seemed like all last week it wasn't anything but stress. It seemed like all my appliances was going out and trying to, you know, get something fixed, and it just seemed like I'm then trying to get something done. I'm unable to do a lot of things, and I tell you, when I walked through those doors, I was lifted up. I tell you, I said, I have to come to church to, you know, get lifted up. And it just, you know, I'm just really thankful to be here and thankful God had mercy on me to show me this way. I'm just so thankful. And Brother York, Jerry York, he's been asking me, said I would like to hear you testify sometime. And I said, well, sometimes I don't get up fast enough. and I'm slow. He said, I want to know where you're coming from. I came from a little old southeast town called Dumas. And we've never heard of anything like the body of Christ or anything like that. But I was a Baptist, and things would happen, you know, that I thought, well, you know, that shouldn't be done like that way. And then my husband's parents, they went to the Methodist church, and so we tried that. I said, that's not, I just don't feel right, you know. So my husband and I began to pray, said, surely, you know, there is a church somewhere that really, you know, that really explains the Bible and things. So he decided he wanted to be a watch repairman. And so he went to the school over North Little Rock called School of Horology. That's teaching them all parts of watches and making watches. And later on, he got into the jewelry part. Well, anyway, there in that school in North Little Rock, he met a man there that was going, a young man that was going to Brother Neptune's. Brother Neptune had a little small church over there in going toward Levy. 1901 Railroad Avenue, and so anyway, it was just a little bitty church. I mean, it used to be an auto shop where they worked on automobiles. Had a concrete bottom floor, and they had closed in the first front part of it. So anyway. My husband, that was before I moved to North Little Rock, my husband started going with him. He invited him. His name was Dewey Landers. So anyway, I went in there and I said, oh, you know, surely I don't think this is it. And after I had been going a couple of weeks and the Lord, I was just sitting there. They were teaching on the Godhead, Brother Neptune, an elderly pastor named Brother Johnson. And you know, after a while, I saw a mist, kind of a fog-like, and it came right down over me. And he said, of course, you know, I had makeup on and short sleeves, and all like that, because, you know, I wasn't taught, you know, to wear long sleeves and anything in the church I'm going to. And so the Lord said to me, you know, if you take off that makeup and said, I'll bless you. And I thought, I jumped out of my seat, and, you know, you couldn't even, you could have heard a pin drop. There wasn't any noise. There wasn't any shouting. And I jumped out in the aisle, and I started clapping my hands, and I said, Jesus, Jesus, you know. And Sister Mary Toney was sitting there, and she said, oh, the Lord's got a hold of her. And so, anyway, after that, 2 weeks after that, I got the Holy Ghost. And I've been in it ever since, which is about 56 years ago. And then it came a time that right then, well, we had this, the worst time in the body. We had this split between Brother Dawkins and Brother Jolly. And so we moved to Kansas City. We were under Brother Dawkins for 2 years. And then when that split came, we really didn't know what to do. We hung on a long time. Then we moved back to Arkansas. And then after that, finally we moved to Little Rock, and I started going to Brother Tucker's. So that's mostly my past. All my younger years was down in DeShay County, southeast Arkansas. So anyway, I'm thankful to be here. And, you know, I thank all of you for praying for me. I don't know what I'd do if y'all didn't pray. Of course, you know, the Lord always helps me. But, too, I need y'all's prayers. So I'm really thankful to be here. Thankful. Oh, God. You know, I feel lifted up. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. I enjoyed that, Sister Wilkins. Always love hearing about way back. People came in this. Yeah, Brother Wilder said, how'd you get here? It's good to have Brother Ron and Sister Penny Stutes, Sister Angie's parents. And they've got, it's good to have you today. They've been to Republic before, but I think this may be the first time here, I'm not sure. But, and then they've got a granddaughter here, don't you? One of the cousins, two of them. Well, they've got three, counting or four. I don't know how many. They've got the Perry's granddaughters here. But then there she is right back there sitting next to Ariel. See her hand going up? She did that because she don't want to stand up. Anyway, we're sure glad to have them. I didn't get her name, Sister Tiffany. Another Tiffany. All right. And then we've got Sister Mary Berryman came in back there, my Sister Abraham. God bless you. It's so good to have you today. I want to welcome you and make you feel a part. Yeah, Sister Hill, we didn't mention her in Bible study, but she didn't stay for service, but... Anyway, we just want to welcome everyone. We might take time right here to pray. I know Brother Hutchinson's not feeling good today. Let's remember him. Sister Brittany has food poisoning, really sick this morning. Brother Andrew was afraid to leave her alone. So I really appreciate our prayers. And the Republic people that went to Kankakee for Sister Rose's funeral are traveling back home this morning. So let's remember them in our prayers. Brother Matthew, Reva's not feeling well today. Pray that Brother Matthew and Sister Reva find a home. They are looking to buy a home. They're afraid these twin girls are going to get here sometime late September. So like to have a place to put them besides just in the corner of a room. Let's pray. God will help them. What else today, Sister Ratliff? All right, her family, Sister. All right, Brother Stan Fisher, 7. Colonoscopy, is that it? So, peace. And let's pray for him. He's been struggling the last few days. All right, Sister Abraham. Pray for our youth meeting coming up, starting the 30th. 30th and 31st and 1st of August. We'll have youth here from all over. I'm sure Texas, and Louisiana, and Mississippi, and Tennessee, and Kentucky, and Oklahoma, and Missouri, and then abroad, I'm sure. There's some coming from the Dominican Republic. So, get your beds ready. Brother Tally needs beds. Yes, they're in Florida, I believe. They're on vacation. So pray for them while they're on the trip. Anything else? Pray for the people in republics, homes to sell. Brother Mark Boyd has got a contract on a house. He'll be here this evening. He's got a signed contract, so he's supposed to close the 1st of August. Pray for the Lord's will in that. Farm, I need it to sell. The church up there, building. Brother Michael's house needs to sell. So keep that in your prayers. All right, Vivian's here still. She told her grandma she wanted her to adopt her. She said, "I can't do that." She said, "Your parents will miss you." She said, "They'll get over it." Well, she's a grandma and grandpa's girl. But I appreciate the fact that her parents let her come, be with them, and be here with us. She's a she loves the things of God. She was up here last week, or just this week, getting a touch from the Lord. Appreciate the Lord touching her life. Sister Rachel. All right. She needs the Lord to heal her car. I believe He does things like that, Brother Weaver. All right. Let's remember that. Also, Brother Weaver and Brother Johnson aren't here today, so let's pray for them. Keep praying, Brother Stewart. All right. Yes. All right, Sister Lou. Sister York. All right, Vivian's little baby brother has got a rash. I don't know really what's caused it. They want a prayer. Just remember that. Let's pray for her sister, Peggy Hill, isn't that it? Let's pray for her. She's been back the second time visiting with us. So let's pray that God would touch her. Well, if the Lord don't touch you in this, and we gave her, we didn't just give her a sandwich for Bible study this morning, we gave her a whole 3-day meal, maybe a week or two. She may have to chew on that for a while. Huh? Did she? All right, I was worried she wasn't here. I was worried we scared her somewhere. Good. All right, yes, Brother Daniels. All right. All right, Brother Daniels. Change has been made in his job. He'd like for you to pray about that. Just remember the students that'll be traveling back to Warsaw, Missouri. They drove all the way down here to be in church with us. And then they, you know, while they're at it, they thought they'd visit with their kids. So let's pray they have a safe trip going home. All right, if the ushers will be Sister Elsie. All right, pray God will heal the air conditioning in her car. Seen God one time heal a transmission. Car wouldn't even move. We prayed for it. Brother Doug York jumped in it, put it in gear, and took off. It wouldn't move backwards or forwards. I didn't even know where the transmission was. I was just a little young preacher. I said, raise the hood. I laid my hand on the engine. I said, God heal this transmission. I had faith. I slammed the trunk down. I said, get in it. Let's see what happens. He got in it, put it in reverse. He took off, put it in first gear. Took off in a little Volkswagen. Little orange Volkswagen, wasn't it? Green? What was it? Datsun. Nissan Datsun. Was it orange? What color was that thing? Green? Yeah, I remember. I remember it was a color. Had a color to it. All right, let's stand and ask God to help us with these needs. Oh, precious Savior, dear God, we love you today, Lord, and we're thankful for your goodness and your mercy. Hallelujah. God, we're your needy children. Lord, we just lift our cares and burdens up to you. Each one, Lord, the unspoken requests, those that are sick today, not here, the travelers, Lord, that need your protection. Oh, God, those that need help on their jobs and with their financial situation, homes to buy and to sell. God, we lean on you. We trust in you. We're asking you for help today. We depend on you, Lord, and look to you for what happens in our lives. We give you the credit. We know it's your working in our members. Oh, God. Precious Savior. Touch Brother Hutchison today. God, lift him up. Give him a quickening in his body here today, right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Praise your name, Father. Watch over the tallies, Lord. Amen, amen. Praise your name, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Well, I want to say a few more things to you today. I've been working on peace. Because God's called us to be peacemakers. And we've been talking on peace now for a while, but I know this started in my heart was just asking the Lord one day how about unity. I said, God, I know that for your people to come together and one, for us to be, Jesus prayed. He said, Father, make them one, even as you and I are one. And I was asking the Lord, how? I know that's necessary, but how's it going to come about? My mind thinks on Scripture and the kingdom of God and the things I've been taught and learned. And I don't remember what I was doing yesterday, but I spoke out. I was thinking I just got it out of my mouth. I said, either what we believe cannot, it's not possible, or it hadn't come to pass yet. It's either impossible to reach perfection and overcome sin, or we've not received enough of your power, God, for it to happen. One or the other. Because I said, I know I have to be honest, and I know I'm not perfect. I know I haven't overcome everything. My nature. But I want to. I want to be like Jesus. I read that scripture today in Ephesians 4. In fact, if you'll turn with me there, I'll read it to you again. That the purpose Jesus came was to save you and I, and not just to save us from past sins. How many of you knows that when you ask God to forgive you for your sins, you get your slate wiped clean? I'm talking about a sincere repentance, a sorrowful, godly sorrowful that works repentance in your life, that you petition God and He hears you and forgives you for all your past sins. And what you get right there is forgiveness for past sins. It doesn't take care of your nature. It doesn't cause you to be fixed where you'll never sin again. There's something got to happen to you for that to happen. For you to get in a condition that you'll get out of the sinning business. God's got to do something more for you than just forgive you. You've got to be renewed. You've got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. God has to deal with your mind. We have been conformed to the world. But we're going to have to be transformed in the ways of God. God's got to get a hold of our spirit, our mind first. God can't get a hold of your spirit. The Lord does. He first deals with our spirit in a measure. It kind of all works together. We're made up of body, soul, and spirit. Everybody needs to understand something about that. If you've been taught in religion that your spirit can live without your body, somebody's lied to you. Your spirit can't float around. I'm sorry, but that's just not biblical. Your spirit is something, the spirit of life that quickens your body, this mortal body. Everybody know what a mortal body is? It's not immortal. It's not eternal. This body can't live forever. You're going to have to get a new body. You're going to have to take on immortality and get a different body than this one. God's going to have to do something. That's obvious, isn't it? It's... well, just somebody, Sister Smith will help you. She can give you a picture of me back when I was 30. You can see that my body's not immortal. It's something happening to it. I know it better than anybody else. But so God has to work on us. God's got to transform us. He's got to do something, though, with our mind and our spirit. Now, you know, I'll just say this briefly about the three makeups of man, characteristics that make up a human. It's body, soul, and spirit. And your body is just this physical house that you and I live in. It's just this biological, physiological makeup of a human body. And it's subject to whatever you do with it. We're supposed to be in control of it, but sometimes it gets control of us. And that's why when you come to God, you know, to ever be a peacemaker, you're going to first have to make peace with God. You've got to come to peace with God. And God will require some things out of you and I for us to be at peace with Him. We have to make our bodies have to become a living sacrifice, which is, Paul said, it's just a reasonable service. It's a reasonable sacrifice. It's God requires that we're not conformed to this world. Sister Wilkins was talking about when she was come in this. She gave us about 50 years there in just about 5 minutes. It just went zoom that quick, but she could have elaborated more. I'd like to heard more about it. And but maybe some other time she'll give us more details. We'll keep putting the puzzle together. But I don't know what year was that, Sister Wilkins, that y'all started in over there with Brother Neptune. 1950. So that was what, 12 years before Brother Tucker came here. When he come, yeah, before Souders died, Brother Souders died. But when Brother Tucker come to Little Rock, 62. So 12 years before Brother Tucker was here, Brother Neptune. I told Brother Weininger when she said that, I said, Brother Neptune done a lot of little works for God back in those days. He you know, if you knew Brother Neptune, he got around and he was always feeling on God, and God was sending him different places, and he got a lot of small work started for God, and it seemed like God used someone else to carry him on, but he added a lot of people to the body. When they left Lebanon together, did they go together and went to the hot springs? All right, Brother Tucker, and I didn't know Brother Neptune, he came in under Brother Wampshire with Brother Tucker, was already here. He probably, all right, I think, yeah, Brother Neptune just I don't seem like he just kind of always been around this, grew up around it, I think. Yes, Brother Tyrone, 1950, that they came in Lebanon, Missouri, Pulaski County, Missouri, Lebanon, and came to Hot Springs, Arkansas, came in under Brother Wampshire. Begin to hear this message, and of course God finally led Brother Tucker to establish this church here. Anyway, so but here in the fourth chapter of Ephesians, in the 11th verse, it's just talking about Jesus. If you go back and begin to read it, we'll start in the 9th verse. It says, now that he ascended, What is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Jesus first came down here, took on the lowly nature of man, likeness. He became like his brother. And he descended first out of heaven, and then he ascended. But before he did, it says in 11th verse, let's read the 10th. He that descended is also the same that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. He gave a fivefold ministry for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. That's the job of the ministry. Is they're to do the job of the ministry is to perfect the saints, and for the edifying of the body of Christ, or the building up of the kingdom of God. The body of Christ is the church. Till he said, we all come in the unity of the faith. There's to be a ministry that is to work in the ministry and serve God until they finally bring us to the unity. That is, till we all come together in unity. You know why that we've got so much division in religion, so many different churches and organizations and denominations? Is because men will not work to be peacemakers. They care more about their own ideology about the Word of God than they do about their brothers and sisters. And it's going to take trusting God. We ought to just all come together and believe God is going to fix us. Everybody in here don't believe the same thing, but we do believe we ought to stay together until God helps us. And our door's open for that vision, that working among us. I don't care what a minister believes. If he'll come in here and work with reasonable and with a peaceful spirit, and we'll let him come and be a part of us, and we'll open our hearts to him, and we'll try to receive from him, and we'll just ask God to help us to be one. Only requirement is that whatever your teaching is, let us question you on that. Let us at least understand what you're saying and why you're saying it. And we all have to be subject to question. If I'm teaching something that doesn't make sense, and you can show me where I'm not making sense and the Bible refutiates what I'm saying, then I need to be willing to change on that. Here, there's to be a ministry that edifies and builds the kingdom until we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. See, there's a lot more knowledge about the Son of God than just knowing that he came to this earth to save. And so that you could be born again, he came also to give gifts to men so that this message could get out, and that we could understand the plan of salvation in its fullness. The knowledge of the Son of Man unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. In other words, you're to grow up in the fullness. You're to be just like him. That we henceforth be no more children. Finally, you're to grow up where you're not a child, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. There are some people that would like to convince you of their religious beliefs, even if it's Christianity. And it may be deceptive, and they may be deceived by it. But somewhere we're to grow up in God to where we know. We come to the knowledge of Christ and his teachings, his doctrine, the understanding of his purpose, God's purpose in him. And no longer will we, just here comes a doctrine. It could blow you around if you're not really established in understanding. But like I was saying, we're made up of body, soul, and spirit, and God has to deal with that. First, I said, your body is just a physical house you live in. Your soul is your intellect. I heard a preacher here not too long ago. Matter of fact, it was in this group of people that he was talking about. God gave you a conscience.